Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
For Wednesday, June 17th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted 6-2 last night to sell the Nikolaevsk School property to a local nonprofit. The Assembly enacted an ordinance conveying the former school building to Alaskan Homestead Education Incorporated, a group working to open a community K-12 charter school at the site. The sale price is $2 million, with seller financing at 6% interest paid over 10 annual installments. The ordinance includes a reverter clause allowing the borough to reclaim the property if it goes unused for public school purposes for more than 4 consecutive months. Assembly members Cindy Eklund and Willie Dunn cast the no votes. Both said the borough should lease rather than sell the property while the charter school establishes itself. During assembly comments later in the meeting, Dunn moved to reconsider the ordinance. Members adopted a resolution authorizing new dispatch agreements with the State Department of Public Safety and the U.S. Forest Service through the Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center. The previous agreements expired June 30th. The Assembly also updated its remote seller sales tax code to conform with State Commission standards while opting out of a provision that would have allowed certain marketplace facilitators with a local physical presence to remit taxes through the Commission rather than directly to the borough. Through the consent agenda, the Assembly enacted two hospital ordinances. One appropriates just over $2 million for Central Peninsula General Hospital to buy adjacent properties in Soldotna. The other appropriates up to $175,000 to demolish a residential structure at 324 West Fairview Avenue in Homer to support South Peninsula Hospital expansion. The Assembly also approved a 911 network upgrade at just over $61,000 annually, renewed the management agreement for the Sea Otter Community Center in Soldovia, and confirmed Caitlin Jackson to the Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission. The Assembly introduced two ordinances for hearings on July 7th. One would appropriate $150,000 in supplemental funds for cost overruns on the Seward High School gym floor replacement. The other would transfer $800,000 from the borough's land trust investment fund to its land trust fund. The Assembly's next meeting is July 7th. An Eagle River woman says she's grateful to be alive after a black bear attacked her dog near Skelak Lake earlier this month. She'd been foraging in a popular outdoor Kenai Peninsula recreation area. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports.
Sunday, June 7th was a great day for mushroom hunting near Cooper Landing. At least, that's what Lori Price thought. She's a self-described avid outdoors woman who's lived in Alaska for 2 decades. And until then, she had never had a violent encounter with a bear. But that all changed quickly. Price says she was foraging near the upper Skelak Lake campground when she heard her 3-year-old German short-haired pointer, Chaos, make what she describes as a screeching yip noise. At first, she says she was in disbelief.
It dawned on me when I started hearing those sounds after that it was like, holy crap. Like, this is really happening. My dog is getting mauled by a bear, and that bear is super close.
Price says she ran through Tall Devil's Club and dense alder toward Chaos, stopping when she came face to face with a black bear. She pulled her 9mm Glock pistol and fired at the bear, which she said dropped, quote, like a sack of potatoes. She shot and hit it again when it got back up. She says she isn't sure whether a third shot actually hit the bear. Price, Chaos, and her chocolate lab Willis, who was unharmed in the incident, ran back to the road where she flagged down a car. The driver, an off-duty Homer police officer, gave Chaos first aid while Price fought bad reception to call 911. After talking with an emergency dispatcher, first responders, and wildlife officers, Price got permission to get Chaos to a vet. The Kenai Animal Hospital is about 30 miles from the west end of Skelak Lake Road. Price says an on-call emergency veterinarian was waiting for her and Chaos with a gurney when they got to Kenai. Price says Chaos was diagnosed with a broken tail and multiple wounds to his back.
When I walked around before we loaded him, my heart sunk and broke. I had no idea that he had been bit and chomped so many times by that black bear.
Pictures taken by Price of Chaos at the vet show multiple large punctures on his shaved back and a crisscross of lacerations and gashes. He faced a setback Sunday evening, according to a post Price shared on social media. A Soldotna vet determined Chaos is also suffering from a broken vertebrae and dead muscle tissue. The Friday following the attack, an Alaska State Trooper spokesman said troopers tried to track the bear, but did not find one, dead or alive. Price says she's received a lot of criticism since sharing her story on social media, from the type of gun she was carrying to using e-collars for her dogs instead of leashes. But she says she doesn't have any regrets.
For all the haters, I did what I needed to do, and I would do it again for going out there for my, not putting my dog in that situation. I would never want that. But I would go out and enjoy the outdoors.
In general, bear attacks are rare, but they do happen. State data from 2019 found around 70 people were hospitalized or died after bear attacks between 2000 and 2017. That's an average of around 4 attacks per year. The largest proportion occurred in Alaska's Gulf Coast region, which includes the Kenai Peninsula and Kodiak. Last year, a bear mauled a Kenai woman jogging near her home, and two hikers in Seward were injured after being attacked by a brown bear on the Exit Glacier Trail in Kenai Fjords National Park. The Skelak Lake area, which sits in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, has also seen bear attacks in recent years. Two kayakers paddled 6 miles to safety in 2021 after being mauled by a bear on the shore of Skelak Lake, near where Price was foraging last weekend. And a 72-year-old man was attacked while hiking the Hidden Creek Trail, which ends at Skelak Lake, in 2023. Price says the attack has not curbed her love of foraging. After losing her voice from all the screaming, she says the scratchy cadence is proof of healing. She's thinking about getting a bigger gun, but she won't be returning to that particular area anytime soon.
I'm just really grateful the way it turned out, and I hope that with the recovery of my dog is going to be okay.
To stay safe during bear season, biologists recommend stowing bear attractants, like fish waste and food, in a bear-proof container. Hikers should make noise or talk while on a trail and carry bear bells and bear spray. Look for signs of a bear in the area, like tracks or scat, and try to avoid surprising bears when possible. If you encounter a bear that does not notice you, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommends backing away quietly. And if you encounter a bear that does notice you, wave your arms in the air and speak to it in a loud voice. If a bear approaches you, stay still. If a bear attacks, lay on your stomach and play dead, covering your head and neck with your hands. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. You can send news tips and story ideas to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Listening. Good morning.